Hey guys, Stu here for episode 4 of Stu's Views, and I'm not going to be doing any Friday 13th. As I said on the last episode, they are all done. What I am looking at this time though is a documentary I just finished watching probably about an hour or so ago, titled The El Duce Tapes. So for those of you who are unaware of El Duce, it was Eldon Hoke, drummer and singer of the band The Mentors, which the MMC did quite an extensive 4-hour plus episode on The Mentors back in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, where we did a three-part episode condensed into one where we did an interview with filmmaker April Jones when we discussed her documentary The Kings of Sleaze. Then I spoke to Steve Roy, aka Dr. Heathen Scum, bass player and sort of the main man of The Mentors these days, in part two of it. And then part three was our review of the documentary Kings of Sleaze. Now, at that time, that was pretty much the densest amount of information on The Mentors you could get. There were other home video releases of the band, like, you know, the Fuck movie, and there was El Duce Vida, which was a sort of compilation of stuff put out in about 2010, if I'm not mistaken. And then I got wind of this thing called the El Duce tapes coming out. I just saw it on Arrow's website. I'm like, what is this? I didn't know if it was a repackage of April's film, but it's actually not. What it is home video footage shot by a guy named Ryan Sexton back in 1990 through to 1991, where he supposedly found El Duce passed out on the ground somewhere and befriended him and started filming him. Now, unlike the Kings of Sleaze, which is, whilst, you know, the Mentors content, I'm a Mentors fan, you know, I don't take their lyrics seriously, if not for a second, never have. I've been a fan of this since the mid-80s. Whilst they are lyrically a pretty silly band and not one that you would take seriously, like I said, the documentary that April did, The Kings of Sleaze, was sort of like a very funny look at them with dark overtones, slightly dark overtones. This one, on the other hand, has very, very funny, very few funny pieces in it, sorry, but it is extremely dark. I don't think I've seen a documentary this dark in years. I mean, there were some parts that made me cringe looking at them, like, oh, man. So I'll get into it. The documentary focuses on El Duce, and at this time, he was nothing but a raging alcoholic. He'd always been a big drinker or had alcohol problems. At this point of the documentary, though, Duce is gone. You see him wasted in so many parts of this documentary. You see him, quite a few segments of him featuring being interviewed with his hood on, but he's so wasted he can't even get his hood on properly. It's like skewed mostly to the right. It is funny when you first see it. I actually burst out laughing, but then you think, wow, after like 10 seconds, this guy's so far gone, he doesn't even know how to put his own hood on properly. You see El Duce in various scenarios, really despondent, pretty much couch hopping at this point of time in his life, you know, sleeping on floors, sleeping on people's couches, no real place over his head. You know, he does mention he got thrown out of the place he was renting and lost everything along with his popcorn maker, which made me laugh when he mentioned that. But so the tone of this one is really, really dark. Like I said, you see the Mentors there. This was when Broy was in and out of the band, and they had a guy named Ed Danke, who was named Sneaky Sperm Shooter, who is in the band at most of the point of this. But Danke had a really, really bad heroin problem. And one point, and I will give some spoilers in this, but they're nothing, you know, not revelations, and nothing that's going to make you think, oh, Steve ruined the whole thing for me. You do see one point where the Mentors are meant to pick up Ed Danke to go out and tour, but he's so wasted that they just ditch. They literally don't even bother going to his place to pick him up. They leave without him. And basically, he ODs and dies the next day or two or something like that after it. You see other parts of this where Duce and Sicky Wife Beater, or Eric Carlson, are out at a liquor store buying liquor. Then the next scene, you see cut to them fighting about someone owes some wife beater owes Duce $5 and two beers. I mean, is it really, really sad to see two alcoholics fighting about $5 and a couple of beers? You do see El Duce's then girlfriend at the time, this young girl named Missy, who really is only with El Duce for the sake of saying that she's with El Duce. I mean, you can see where she's being interviewed. She's not really fond of the guy, but she's there just like a groupie, like a hanger-on pretty much. I don't know how long she stayed with him. It doesn't really say. This only covers like a year period. And they don't give any sort of... I don't know if they give any sort of epilogue stuff about what happened. Like, I can't remember, honestly. I know it was only an hour ago, but I've forgotten already. There's plenty of interviews with Steve Broy in this at the time, which was like 1991. Very few with Wife Beater. Maybe one. I think he's not really in it a great deal. You do see them speaking to a woman named Pallas, who was a Mentors dancer who I'd seen on many of their videos before in the past. Didn't know, though, at the time, though, she was dating Dr. Heathen Scum and became Mrs. Heathen Scum, or Mrs. Broy, to be more polite. So that was an interesting tidbit. But getting back to El Duce himself, the subject of this documentary. Okay, so he's gone. Like, he's just so far gone. There's a lot of neo-Nazi things said by Duce. Now, Duce, for those of you who know or don't know, was a provocateur or, you know, a pre-internet shitlord, if you will. But there are some things that he says that just go beyond the pale where you think, okay, yeah, I mean, I'm not the one to be sort of, you know, easily offended or politically correct, you know, that is for sure. But something you look at and you think, oh. I mean, the constant Zig Hails that you hear throughout this by Duce, the, you know, neo-Nazi references and, yeah, just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to think, honestly. I mean, there's being a shitlord and it's just, you know, blurring the lines between, you know, fantasy and reality. You don't know. You know, there's performances of Duce where he's so messed up he can't even stand up. They've got pretty much a drummer named Insect on Acid. This black geezer who is pretty much on standby for Duce when he can't play the drums. And, yeah, it just... it also shows Duce with a very, very, very low self-esteem, a very self-loathing feeling about himself where he goes, I know I'm ugly. I've learned to accept it and... Which is probably why the El Duce character took over Eldon Hoke to mask the fact that this guy who plays drums in this, you know, scum rape rock band, what do you want to call them? Not scum rock, that's the wrong term, rape rock band, is masking himself, you know, pretty much ditching Eldon Hoke because Eldon Hoke is not going to get the women, whereas El Duce is overweight and as crass as he is going to get girls, you know. Not really of the highest caliber women, you know, but he's still getting the girls. There's also footage of Duce going back to an old theater. There's old Wally George footage on there, old Jerry Springer footage, which you did see on the documentary that April had done with the Kings of Sleaze. Thankfully, there's not a lot of overlap from that documentary because that one that April did covers a lot, basically all their career up until and including 2017, whereas this one is strictly a little bit of talk about the past and a couple of bits of footage from the early shows. One from 78 when they're in Seattle, I think it was, which is like, wow, I've never seen any footage of the Mentors from 78, which is very cool. But it is primarily on 1990-91. So it's a small window of time that we're looking at here. And, you know, you see things like... And honestly, I'm going to be jumping around. I'm not going to be linear with this thing because I'm just... I've got so many things in my head. This thing just blew my mind. It was, it just descended darker and darker and darker. And then, but it's 105 minutes, I believe it is. And the last 20 something minutes of the documentary is when Duce had pretty much started cutting Ryan Sexton, the filmmaker, off and becoming very aloof and distant and basically just telling him to F off and he's had enough. And so honestly, it could have been cut there, but What has happened is that there was some footage that Steve Broy had filmed of Duce after Sexton had finished his filming or been cut off from documenting El Duce anymore. And I tell you, it is the darkest 20 minutes I've ever seen of anything. It is, oh, if Duce was bad in the stuff that Sexton shot, the stuff that Broy shot, it's upsetting to watch. You know, it's you're watching one human being descend into just self-destruction. And it's painful to watch, even if it's El Duce and people say, oh, well, he promotes rape and he promotes neo-Nazism, you know. Take that on face value, whether you believe what he really says or not, if it's all just stirring the pot. That's up to you as the individual. But there was one shot in there where he seems to be at a frat party, I think it is, or a frat house or something, and he is so wasted. Guys, like, he is fucking gone. How he is even standing up is some sort of gravity-defying act because he is so far gone. And all the guys in the frat are just laughing. He's like, ah, Duce's wasted. Come on, man. And they then proceed to drag him out with his pants around his ankles and his dick hanging out. And you think, man, that's just so sad. And I'm going to tell you a story because I saw something like that happen to a friend of mine at the time. I haven't seen the guy for 20-something years, if not longer. But he was so far gone. It actually reminded me of seeing this guy. I won't give his name. It reminded me of seeing this guy. What happened to him was we were at the beach, a whole bunch of us when we were in our teens. I was like maybe 16, 17, and this guy got so hammered drunk, this friend of mine, that they stripped him naked and basically propped him up against a brick building, which was a shower, like a change shower block for men to go into. So basically, if you were driving along the street, you could see this guy stark naked and wasted drunk, but still standing up somehow. And, you know, it was so sad to watch. I wasn't there when it happened. I was off somewhere with other people and I saw it. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know, so I got my friend into the shower block and basically laid him on his side because he tried to go on his back. I laid him on his side. So because he had vomited, which he did, he could have choked in his own vomit. But I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm some sort of hero. I'm just drawing the parallels between this because it reminded me of seeing my friend go through that. So it's like, this thing is tough to watch. It really is. I mean, it is worthy of a watch. Don't get me wrong. It's very, very, it's probably one of the most depressing documentaries I've seen. I really think it is. And I mean, I went into it thinking, oh, it's going to be a complete riot and a laugh like April's one was, but it actually wasn't. And I'm kind of glad that it isn't because what it does, you should absolutely run this as a double feature. You should run Mentors, Kings of Sleaze first, then run the El Duce tapes, and you will get the black and white sort of complete opposite contrast. Because in April's one, you see the funniest side of Duce and the jokes, but the dark side of Duce is in this one. So yeah, I saw this on streaming. Would I buy it on Blu-ray? Yeah, I will. Because so this, as I was telling a friend of mine, I said there's so very little footage of El Duce out there, like, and it's, you know, as rare as rocking horse shit to find stuff on El Duce. I mean, the only real hope we've got is this stuff, the stuff April did, and obviously I think Steve Broy is going to have a lot of video footage as well, which you know, hopefully will get released onto a digital format sometime in the future. But yeah, I mean, I would recommend this as a purchase at the moment. For me to buy it off Amazon, we're talking nearly $40. That's a hefty price tag, but I mean, I don't want this thing to slip from my fingers and lose it, because El Duce Vita, the home video that was put out about a decade ago, is now out of print, if I'm not mistaken, and is starting to go for really, really silly money. We're talking in the hundreds. So I think I would say it is a Blu-ray purchase. Maybe wait till it drops a few bucks, unless you got to have it now. There are a lot of extras on it. I've not seen them, but if you can find this on streaming, I think for you, those of you in America, it is on Amazon Prime, so you may try and seek it out there first. But this is a really, really dark journey into the world and the mind of El Duce. And I mean, he really cuts a lonely man. A really, really lonely man. I mean, a perfect example is when he worked at a place called the Ivar Theatre out in Hollywood, which was, they do show photos of it on this documentary, and it is an absolute shithole. It's one of those grimy, dirty strip clubs. And, you know, I'm not one for strip clubs because my attitude is, why am I going to look at naked women when I can get one and have some fun instead of looking at one? And why be starving and have a plate of food in front of you that you can't eat? But in terms of strip clubs, you got some that are really high end, and then there's shitholes. And the Ivar Theatre is a shithole. And Duce goes for a visit back there, and from memory, he worked there for 8 years. And he goes back there, and he's walking through to people, and people are basically being condescending to him. It's like, you're here, okay. But they're putting on that, you know, that smile, like, hey, Duce, but you can tell he's not welcome there. And to not be welcome at a shithole strip club, that's going to be a kick in the guts, really. So, look, anyway, do I recommend this? Yes, I do. Whether you're a Mentors fan or not, be warned, like I said numerous times, it is dark. I mean, it really threw me how dark this thing is. It's worthy of the watch. Don't have the kids around, if you got any, because there is some, you know, nudity and stuff, and... You know, Duce is Duce, always, you know, showing his dick and whatever. Yeah, anyway, that's my take on this. I'm still trying to process this documentary, guys, so I'm really sorry if I'm scattershot with it. I probably should have waited a day, but then again, I didn't want to wait that long, and I really don't have time to wait a day to digest this and give you some more information and tidbits about it, and I don't want to spoil it for you. Go watch it, and yeah, I'll see you on the next one. And take care. See you later. Bye.